politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Rob Center, our fabulous producer, Matt Catrillo, the news director. In the studio with us now, Samantha Pearson is back, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager, and Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. Are folks out biking? Are we seeing that?
Definitely. It's good to be here, Mark.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Yeah, I do, and I do see more people biking. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. More bicycle tourism. But I see more people just locally getting out for a little fitness ride or an enjoyable ride, getting some fresh air. So there's more of that going on. Hopefully we're having some impact. And do we think motorists are kind of getting the word that biking's on the increase around here?
We don't have any indication of that necessarily. And that's actually an interesting question, because right now we are gathering public input on biking, but we're gathering it from people who bike.
All right. So how often do cars seem to pay no attention to you? Dangerously close in some case. But on the other hand, you might see some courtesies out there, too.
Possibly. And I think that would need a different instrument to look at. We may need to look at how to gauge from the population in general, not just those who self-select with an interest in biking, about their attitudes towards bicycles.
All right, so that's going to be an update on your 2006 bicycle survey. Summarize very, very briefly just a few of the findings of that survey back in 2006.
In 2006, I mean, it was very clear that there were some people riding, and people did have an interest in riding more. There was a dearth of places to ride that were off-road, and it also cemented that people were trying to ride, that Lewisburg is basically is a bikeable place with destinations within reasonable distances. So there were people riding to the farmer's market or the library or the campus or just to downtown, and that pretty much everyone who was involved already at that level wanted to ride to those locations more, as well as having some additional options.
All right, and we always, you've been on this show talking about I tend to focus on the negative, at least in my questions, the fact that it's difficult to ride. For example, if you want to ride a bicycle out to the Route 15 businesses, some of the big box places out there, or maybe smaller places, that's difficult to do.
Yes, definitely. And it is true. I think one of the things one reason why we're doing an update now this year is in part to reflect a little bit on the positive changes that have happened. There have been many changes in our community that have significantly impacted people's ability to an interest in and willingness to ride. Most significantly, obviously, since then, designed and built multiple portions of the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail. So that really expands the category of people who currently ride in our area. It brings online all these people who will only ride on the trail, though, you know, that's a new and different thing for some people, but it's also sort of an entryway to riding for transportation to other destinations.
All right, and we've also talked about over the years, there's a lot of places you cannot ride. Kids can't ride their bike to school in the Lewisburg Area School District.
Well, I mean, some of the schools are bikeable and walkable. You know, the Lintown area schools certainly have a built-in catchment area of people who do walk and bike from the Lintown neighborhoods. But there are limitations, and of course, since one of the things that also happened since 2006 is the moving of the high school, and that's certainly, you know, one of the things that we are looking at. The current survey does include, it's not for kids to take, it's actually because of Bucknell limitations, it can only be administered to people 18 and up. But it does include some questions about biking and children for parents and guardians to respond to.
All right, where might fun? So tell me more about the 2019 survey.
This survey is now live online. It is available if you go on my website, LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, and look up bike survey. It will come up in a post. We do have a short URL, but it involves capitalizations. I'm not sure how well I can convey that here. So it's available to do online as a Google form. It's also available, since we certainly have people in our area who don't have access to computers or do not use computers, it's also available in a hard copy version. There are hard copies available at the Public Library for Union County, at the Borough Building, and at Earl's Bike Shop. And people can pick those up, complete them by hand, and then either drop them off with Earl or back at the Borough Building. They can go by mail or be dropped off in person in those locations, and we will input that in along with the other the online submissions.
What kind of an ally is Earl?
Earl is great. He is really helpful in so many ways related to biking in the area. I mean, it is obvious that's what his business is, but he also, you know, he and his family ride. We love seeing them when they come out to, like, River Road Holiday. You know, they are genuinely very interested and committed to riding. It's something that people, doesn't occur to people that there is a real personal connection for this. You know, he and his wife Lisa have ridden in many different places. They're pretty serious riders. They have a lot of small bikes now for all their kids.
Okay, we have to have a bike shop just to keep the kids and bikes, probably. Okay, so that's Earl's Bike Shop up in East Buffalo Township. The Borough Building and the Public Library place, you can get this survey. And you want anyone within the sound of our voice who rides bike to fill this out? Or you?
The people that this is targeted to is anyone who rides a bike in the Lewisburg area. You don't have to live in the Lewisburg area or be from there, but you do need to ride there because it does specifically reference locations in that area. And it's about your ability or lack of ability to ride to those locations primarily. So we, last time we did this, we certainly had in 2006, we had people who, you know, rode in the area, but it was, and we did collect information about, in general, what municipality they were from. It was mostly the close in five or so municipalities. This time around, I can say that we are definitely getting people from further away. People, for example, who ride in our area because of Unpaved of the Susquehanna, or you know, people who are devotees of the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail, but may not live anywhere near here. And we do want to hear from them as well. They may have a slightly different take on things. They may be more interested or more in need of, you know, navigation aids, signage, and things like that. But those are also issues and can be barriers to riding that we need to be aware of.
Okay, well, I ride on the rail trail, and you can see Earl's from the trail, and you can see the signage that goes up to Ards and the Purple Cow.
Yeah.
And at the end of the rail trail, there's another ice cream place in town, Amy's, right? Is that still there?
Well, in Mifflinburg.
Yeah.
I think it actually changed hands, but I saw that it was open recently. So, yes.
Okay, so there's hope there.
At that end.
And plus, the rusty rail is out there, so there's something for everybody at the other end of the rail trail. Okay, so the survey's open to other individuals who use the rail trail, but you want folks who ride in the Lewisburg area to be the folks, and they can be from all over.
Yeah, they do need to, again, be 18 or over. But, you know, and we encourage people to share it with others, you know, that they know. Especially, it's all over social media right now. So if you follow Buffalo Valley Rail Trail or Walk It, Bike It Lewisburg on the River Lewisburg on Facebook, it's on there. It should be on Twitter shortly.
All right. Staying on the topic of bicycles, we can talk about the Bike Valet service. That'll be at the Arts Festival at the end of the month.
Yeah, we're doing that again. It's still taking a little while to catch on. People don't necessarily get the concept, but basically we are facilitating coming to the Arts Festival by bike if you're in the area, or even you could think of it as a remote parking option where you could, if you don't live that close, you could drive with your bikes, as many people do, to some spot on the rail trail and one of the parking areas on the rail trail, park there, ride your bike into town, because everyone knows it's crazy traffic day with all of the detours on Arts Festival Day, and you can leave your bike safely with us at covered parking. We will have bike racks and tents up, so the bikes will be covered and watched while you enjoy the festival. If, for example, you regularly purchase art and large or heavy pieces of art, we also have that covered. Brushstrokes is welcomes people actually leaving their purchases with them that day, and they can come back at their convenience during the following week to pick up anything, so they don't have to attempt to ride home with something that would be too fragile or dangerous to ride with.
All right, you got it covered. Well, that's fabulous. That's a nice service, and that's during the Arts Festival on the 27th.
Yes,
that'll
and it's
be
free.
Operating.
And it's free.
Okay, can I leave a tip if I want to?
Definitely.
All right, and that day you're going to do one of your hidden Lewisburg bike tours, where you ride bicycle into places around Lewisburg and you learn.
Correct. We've been doing these hidden Lewisburg tours a couple times this past year, and they've been popular each time. There's actually so much in Lewisburg that people don't know about that there's not just one tour. We've done one bike tour and several walking tours, and this will be our second bike tour. The bike tour focuses on the edges of town, the sort of the waterways primarily, but we'll start at the Bike Valet tent, which is at the corner of 5th and Market in the parking lot of the Mifflinburg Bank branch right there in downtown Lewisburg. And we will head out and sort of look at the edges along Buffalo Creek, the river, and also along Bull Run.
All right. Well, fabulous. That's a great name. One stop on that bike tour real quick.
We look at the 120-foot tall water towers from downtown, which where they used to be, basically. It's something mm-hmm. that used to be a very distinctive part of Lewisburg's skyline, and so many people don't even know that they existed.
Right. They might see those big things there, and they don't know what they are. All right. Well, thank you. Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager, Walk It, Bike It Coordinator, talking about their bike survey that's underway, lewisburgneighborhoods.org. One place to fill out that survey if you ride bicycle in and around the Lewisburg area. When we come back, we'll talk about the Greenway Project Phase 1. Believe it or don't, there's incremental progression there, and so we'll talk about that. Also, a nature play workshop and some upcoming cleanups, including one this weekend. So we're going to be talking about that shortly on WKOK Sunrise.
Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is doing a stupendous job over there. Plus, he's got his monitors up to deafening levels, so we know he's listening in. So we appreciate that. Thank you so much, Rob Center, our fabulous producer. And Matt Cotrillo's over in the newsroom watching traffic. He just says we got the usual delays everywhere. Front Street, Sunbury, Priestley and Edison Bridges, southbound 11 in Northumberland, northbound 11 in Danville and Route 54 eastbound. All have their usual long lines this morning. In the studio with us, Samantha Pearson is here, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation and Elm Street Manager. She's also the Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. Welcome back. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Mark.
I appreciate that. In our first segment, we talked about the bike surveys underway. So if folks weren't listening then, they're revising a bike survey that was done about 6, 7, 8 years ago, and it's now being revised. So if you ride bike in and around Lewisburg, go to lewisburgneighborhoods.org, the public library for Union County, the Borough Building, or Earl's Bike Shop, and pick up a copy of that survey and fill that out. They'd love to hear from you so they can find out more about the biking. The last time I read an article about downtown Lewisburg. It related to all the truck traffic and vehicular traffic that's going through town these days. There is a study of that underway. Give us a little bit of background and a follow-up on that.
Sure. So, yes, the borough, with the help of a lot of concerned citizens and the funding from concerned citizens, has reviewed qualifications from various firms and has hired traffic planning and design. The consultant is working now on gathering background data and doing studies. There will be a public meeting related to that coming up on Tuesday, April 23rd at 6:30 p.m. again in the Iron Front building on the top floor. That is going to be an opportunity for the consultants to both give a little overview of the study they are structuring and also get input from residents. So they will combine that sort of anecdotal and personal input along with the hard data of traffic counts, videos, signal analysis, and things like that.
Tuesday, April 23rd. What time again?
6:30 p.m.
And the location?
At Iron Front Co-Work on Market Street.
All right. And this is primarily privately initiated and funded?
It was very much a citizen initiative. It was brought to the Borough Council by a committee calling themselves the Market Street Committee, roughly, loosely under the auspices of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, but really reaching out to all sorts of other organizations, including Lewisburg neighborhoods, the community zone, and all sorts of people who are sort of have a vested interest in the quality of life and viability and vitality of downtown.
All right, and we will say just in passing, part of the background involves Lewis or Northumberland's truck ban involving that seems to increase the number of trucks that go on Route 45 in Lewisburg, and that is a factor in this discussion, but there's a lot more to it than just that.
It really is. I mean, that is one piece of it that has made this really acute right this minute, but the long-term prognosis and outlook for how many trucks we're expected to have on our roads in general in future is not all that different from what we're having right now. So it's almost like a preview, and we are trying to be proactive about that and respond to those increasing pressures, which are basically, you know, if you whether they happen abruptly or gradually over a decade, they're something that need to be addressed.
Right. You had too many trucks, too many vehicles in summer trucks 4 years ago, long before Northumberland. So, or you had certainly a growing number of them. We'll leave it at that. Okay, so that is underway. So pay attention if you want to more information on this Tuesday, April 23rd, 6:30 p.m. at the Iron Front building, the Chamberlain building, if you will, in downtown Lewisburg.
Correct.
Okay. All right. You are also working on the Bull Run Greenway project. This is the idea of making along that creek there on 6th Street, turning it back into something that would be attractive and even more useful than it is now.
Well, basically, we already have a creek and public space running through the center of our town, but in that public space, Huffnagel Park, Kidsburg, Town Green, the creek is basically a rock-lined ditch, and we want to reintegrate that into the public space, make it an amenity, make it safer, more beautiful, and more useful.
Right, and so there will be opportunities for kids who are supervised to get near the edge of the water. If you're intrepid, like your kids are, they can walk down the rock bank and touch the water, but it's not really welcoming.
True. There's always been creek access. We don't have, there's what's called riprap, the piles of rocks along the edges. We don't have big fences. We don't have, you know, mounds of poison ivy that would keep people away. So there's always been some version of creek access, but that was one of the major results of the public input process we were doing in 2014 and 2015 for the Greenway, was feedback that people wanted more opportunity to interact directly with the creek, as well as just more of a sense of nature in this outdoor space.
All right, maybe like the addition of a tree in the entire park somewhere comes to mind.
Well, so. I mean, the borough has really been struggling, as have so many places in Pennsylvania, because of emerald ash borer. For many years, we just keep losing mature trees right and left, and definitely Huffnagel Park has been one of those sites. The borough has also been planting trees, but, you know, it's hard when you sort of lose the mature ones and you have to start with little
the saplings again
ones,
that
yeah.
are so small. Okay. And as associated with this, you have a workshop and a survey coming up. Tell
That's
us about
right.
that.
That's right. So there's going to be a nature play workshop held on Sunday, April 14th at 10 a.m. at the Lewisburg Children's Museum. It's an odd time, but it's outside of the usual operating hours for the Children's Museum. They're hosting a group from, it's a combination of Bucknell students working on environmental studies 411 a group also from the class that's doing the bike survey, but this is a different group working on nature play with Brian Aumann, and they're going to be collecting input from all sorts of people who might be interested in getting kids more connected to nature in their area, providing opportunities for open-ended exploratory play in natural settings, especially in this case, Kidsburg.
Okay, so what sort of set the scene, start us at the beginning of that, and when is it? And that
it's at 10 a.m. on Sunday, April 14th at the Lewisburg Children's Museum. People will be given a sort of intro slash reminder of what we're working on in Kidsburg and what the basic concept of nature play is, and we'll be talking in terms that I think, you know, the public will be able to understand about sort of the menu of possible features that may be part of the park, and really getting their input. We're going to have opportunities for groups of different age groups to give us input. I don't have it directly in front of me right now, but two groups of younger kids, not tiny kids, but two groups of vocal, yeah, school age kids, and then teens, and then adults.
Okay, so then, and you want everybody to go to this if they want to put in their two cents about the nature play that will be available at the Bull Run Greenway project as time goes on.
Yes, definitely. And also, I mean, looking ahead beyond this project, one of the things that we learned in design school is you don't do everything in every project, but it's important to be thinking about, you know, brainstorming and thinking, making wish lists. So we really want to see what the community wants. Some things may or may not be appropriate for that site, but might work somewhere else. And so we really want to get engaged on making these things happen in our area.
All right. So you can go to the 8 o'clock Mass at Sacred Heart and walk right over to the high school.
Exactly. That's the spirit.
I think there's a coffee shop down there, too. I'm not sure. Down in that general area. So maybe they're going to be open Sunday morning as well. All right. So that is a nature play workshop and survey where you want to folks who have want to participate in the discussion about the Bull Run Greenway, and public input isn't just an add-on in this particular project, it's the driving force.
It really is. It's a very high priority for DCNR, the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, which has provided significant planning and construction funding over time for this project. They require public input, but it's also, I think, very critical for any design project in the public space in public space, just to make sure that there's buy-in and people are really engaged, and sort of that you're producing something that you know people will value.
And I always call you a Princeton-educated architect, which is a true statement, but you learned something from the public during this process?
So that's a good question. Yes, you definitely learn, because even though you're a designer, may have a lot of background, may have a lot of sort of book knowledge, but what you don't know as a designer is what people actually want. Like, you know, you have a menu, so which things are suitable for this location? You also don't have you can't have the degree of specific knowledge that people bring, you know, about the way the creek is at certain times of year, or which plants produce the kinds of sticks that are good to throw into the creek for poo sticks or something like that, right? Like Winnie the Pooh. Mm-hmm. Basically, we want to get that sort of truly local, organic knowledge, and we want to surface that. We also want to share what we know, but we want it to be a collaborative effort. If people want any background, there is a post on the Lewisburg Neighborhoods website. If you go to lewisburgneighborhoods.org and you look at the recent posts, currently Nature Play in Lewisburg is one of the top posts, is the most recent post, and that has both links to a survey that they can do online about nature play and also to another article about nature play that gives a little bit more background.
All right. I would have loved to be there the day the youngster told you about the Winnie the Pooh topic that has to be brought up and talked about in this project, so that would have been fun. Okay. Really a minute left. You have a cleanup this weekend and next weekend.
That's right. We're, as usual, going to be working on Bull Run in Huffnagle Park and also the Bull Run neighborhood. We'll be out this Saturday at 10 a.m., April 6th, and also April 13th at 2 p.m. If it's a little cool, don't worry. We'll have hot chocolate and snacks from Dunkin' Donuts, and we'll give you all the gear and instructions you need.
All right. And you provide, right, you give them the gear, like gloves and that sort of thing?
Gloves and grabbers and bags and buckets.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for all your information.
Thanks for having me.
LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, the clearinghouse for everything we've heard about today, including a revision of the 2006 bike survey, bike valet that'll be operated during the Lewisburg Arts Festival, the hidden bike tour that's coming up on that particular day, the 27th at 2 p.m., the Nature Play Workshop, 10 a.m. Sunday, April 14th at the Lewisburg Children's Museum, and everybody is invited to that and all the other aspects of this. We've had a lot of information on this particular segment, and the traffic planning meeting Tuesday, April 23rd, 6:30 p.m. at the Iron Front in downtown Lewisburg.